Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It is now 9:07, and what time it is? It's time for Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it, and I'm excited to open up the show with Mick Sterling. Do you know who he is? Of course you do. Let me tell you this. When people are asked what their favorite Christmas albums are, the vast majority of people often mention two albums, the classic Andy Williams Christmas album and Bing Crosby's Merry Christmas album. Now, the songs are timeless, and the orchestra treatments are a perfect reflection of the holiday season. Now, a former University of Minnesota and NFL Super Bowl winner joins a soulful Twin Cities rocker, Minnesota Music Hall of Famer, and philanthropist to create the magic of those two albums with Andy and Bing Christmas. That's the name of the show. And this annual Minnesota concert tour features an extraordinary 16-piece orchestra. You don't want to miss it. Welcome to the stage here at Center Stage, Mick Sterling. How are you, sir?
Hello, my friend. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, I tell you, it's a lot going on, and we're blessed to be able to hear each other's voices.
That is very true. That is very true.
How many shows are you doing this year? Are you doing 10
Christmas? Actually, I mean, I have three different Christmas shows that I produce and perform in. So between November 15th and December 31st, I'm doing 47 shows.
47 shows?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me where the locations are. I know it's at Chanhassen. I know. Well, just tell me where.
And Andy and Bing Christmas, we're doing 7 shows at the Chanhassen. There's just a few tickets left on the Thursday and Friday evening. We're doing a big show at the Ames Center on the Sunday prior to that.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Paramount at St. Cloud on Tuesday.
Paramount.
It's a lovely theater. So, yeah, you know, the show, this is the 9th year of an Andy and Bing Christmas. It really resonates with people. Those albums are rather perfect, and people have a lot of memories with those records. And my wife, Kate, and I, talked about this 9 years ago, what are our favorite albums and Christmas albums, and that's how the show started. And then Kate, who worked with Ben Utecht on a private gig right around that time, suggested Ben. And so Ben did the Andy Williams portions of the show, and I do the Bing, and it's a great partnership.
Yeah, and Ben has a beautiful voice. I'd love to hear that man sing, and so that will be another treat for sure. Now, all of these people are joined on stage by what you call a delightful four red-clad choral singers, led by the show's co-founder, Kate, your wife, and a full string selection, a full array of percussion, and a magnificent four-piece horn section. Wow! I mean, you are packing the stage. What is going to be different this year? I know you did some of this last year as well.
Yeah, we've added a couple of songs. We've added a new Bing Crosby song that called A Long Cold Winter, which I was not familiar with, but now it is literally my favorite song of the show because it has all the elements of that great, Andrew Sisters, and the orchestration's amazing. And we've also added the song Sisters from Holiday Inn that Kate and Lisi sang. And it's a nice addition to the show. So for the people that have seen the show in the past, there'll be some new wrinkles, and we're very excited about it.
Okay, I got to ask you about Mele Kiliki Maka. Of course, it's one of those songs that we all hear for the holidays, and you get excited when you hear it because this is the only time you hear it, right? And I'm just curious to know why that song was chosen.
Well, just because it's bloody outstanding for the first thing. I mean, it's just such a great song. The arrangements are amazing, and it's so much fun to sing. Those Bing songs, his phrasing is so insanely slow. And you have to really get inside that because the way he approaches singing is so interesting to me. you don't want to naturally choose that rhythm that he does, but he does it so effortlessly. So it's very interesting to get inside that stuff. And that song in particular, it's just like, you know, he's laying down singing that song. He's so relaxed.
You seem to be a performer that really challenges himself. And I'm curious to know, with all of the shows that you have, and I think you have about 40 shows now. Did you say 47 or something like that? Anyway, you have a bunch
of shows. Well, we're doing 47 Christmas shows. We're doing 47 performances of the Christmas shows. But I have over 30 different shows that I
produce. Yeah, over 30 different shows. And that is so remarkable. Yeah. How have you challenged yourself during these times when you considering all of these shows? And if you are looking forward to maybe adding a show, who would you add? Who would it be a tribute to?
Well, I'm adding actually a bunch of shows in 2023. We're doing a new Boz Skaggs show that's going to debut. We're doing a show that honors the band and Stevie Winwood and the Carter family, June Carter Cash and things like that. So I really try, my goal in doing these shows, when I really said I'm going to try and do this, not just to perform but produce them, they have to be things that moved me when I was growing up, things that influenced me, that made me who I wanted, the performer and the singer that I wanted to be. If it's not somebody that didn't move me, even though it might make money, I'm not interested in that. I want it. They have to feel authentic to me, or else it's just not going to come across on stage, I don't think,
And if it feels good, if it feels right,
yeah.
Mick, I'm just curious to know, have you ever been terrified?
Like.
But have you ever been terrified and said, okay, I'm going to do this tribute show, but I'm a little nervous about it? Has it that ever happened?
I'll tell you the biggest, most scary. I mean, we just debuted it a couple of years ago, and that's one of the Christmas shows. It's called an Elvis Gospel Christmas, but the show is called From the King for the King, the Gospel According to Elvis, and it's all, early Elvis gospel stuff, not the jumpsuit, throwing, scarves at people, but that early Elvis gospel with Jordanaire scared me to death.
No kidding.
Oh, I mean, literally, all of us were so nervous because those songs are just so raw and huge. They're important songs.
Yeah.
And so, we just released a CD just a couple of weeks ago with a live recording of that. I'm so, so proud of it. It's amazing.
Okay, I want to make sure we get these dates out and the times that they're happening and where they're happening. Of course, December 13th, and Andy and Bing Christmas is at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. If you haven't been there, it's fabulous. You guys have a show at 1:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m. as well, and it's located right in St. Cloud. If you want more information, go to 320-259-5463. And the tickets are reasonable, between $24 and $30.
Very reasonable. I think the matinee is basically sold out, but I know there are some tickets still for the evening show on that Tuesday in St. Cloud.
Okay, and then December 26th through the 30th, you are doing the Andy and Bing Christmas at the Fireside Theater in Chanhassen. You said 20 shows, I believe. Did you say 20 shows?
No, we're doing seven shows.
Charlie, get it right. And they're offering dinner.
Four in the morning till 6 in the morning, yeah.
I'm just saying, give me clarity. Okay, so seven shows, including dinner and non-dinner at various times. And, of course, if people want more information, they can also go to chanhassendt.com. The dinner show is $58 to $62, and then the show only is $40 to $44. So you give them a nice option, that's for sure. So what's going to happen after Christmas is all over? What is Mick Sterling going to do? Go to Hawaii or something? Bora Bora. I mean, where?
Bora Bora. Yeah, thankfully, we're just going to keep going, not at the 47 shows and 45-day pace, but thankfully, I'm very, very blessed that there are venues that we can do these shows at, and I get to perform with so many great people, and people seem to be very receptive of the shows that I'm producing and performing in, so we're going to be pretty steady. We're very, very lucky, very blessed. We worked hard to get to this level, we're just going to keep working. I like to work.
I can tell, sir. We can all tell. My goodness, you are working hard, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Can you give your website if people need more information?
Sure. They can go to MickSterlingPresents.com, and everything is on there. My schedule, bio, photos, my audio book that I did, and my podcast is on there, and it's pretty extensive, so you can get everything on there as well. And then I produce a couple of music series, Chart House Live and On Stage at the Freight House in Stillwater. So lots of stuff going on.
Well, congratulations on your success. Keep going. And Mick Sterling, you know you're getting it done. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I sure appreciate it.
It's good to hear your voice again. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. You take care.
You too.
All right. That's
bye-bye.
Mick Sterling. Just go to MickSterlingPresents.com. All right, everyone. We'll be back in just a moment with my next guest. Her name is Charisse Germain. Can't wait. We'll see you in a moment.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
That is funky. Oh, my goodness. This is a band called JoJo Green, and we are having them on tonight. I'm so excited about it. Charisse Germain is part of it, of course. I don't know if Germain is the one. I mean, Charisse is the one that started it or not, but JoJo Green, that is funky. That's smoking. Okay, welcome to our guest, Charisse Germain. Thank you so much for joining us, Charisse. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are. Thanks for having me, Gerilyn.
Oh, my gosh. JoJo Green, y'all got a little thing going on. I want the album. Where do I get it? Tell me now.
Thank you. Well, you can download it from our website at jojogreenmusic.com/music. Otherwise, it is streaming on all major platforms right now as well. So Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
Yeah, so how do you feel about, you know, being on Spotify and all of that when you're really not making much money? You got to get out there and tour like they did in the 1950s. How does that land on your brain and heart?
I think right now it's kind of a necessary evil. I know that it puts us out there for a wide variety of people to possibly listen to us. It's a great way to suggest new listeners to find us, for an app that most people have. When we signed up for doing Spotify, we didn't expect to make a ton of money on it, as most artists don't. But we're enjoying being out there, just available for people to listen to.
Well, it sure sounds good to me. Here's the thing. I can imagine how joyful it is for you guys to record together. And you're starting to really enter into so many different genres. Like the last album was bluesy. This one is a little more jazzy, that sort of thing. How would you, if your albums are in an album store, if you can find one, I'm just curious to know, what genre of music would you say you are?
We actually don't really put ourselves into, you know, categories like that.
You mean a box?
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, not really in a box. I mean, I know that we have like some funk fusion, like you said. We have some jazziness, a little bit of jazz fusion. We even have a little bit of country thrown in here and there. We've kind of created our own little genre, I think, that JoJo Green has coined, called pop fusion. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like a mix of all of these different American styles, basically just kind of coming together into this, I don't really know, just this big like tie-dye, I want to say, something like that.
Yeah, you actually say that it's called funk, soul, jazz, country, and rock. All of that is what pop fusion is. And when I read that, I kept thinking, that is so cool. That means you can sing just about anything you want to sing, and it's still a part of who JoJo Green is, right?
Absolutely.
And you say it's like a potluck for the ears. I love that.
Yeah, so we all bring a little something different to the table. So, yeah,
right.
It's super fun.
So tell me, what's coming up next for you guys? What can we promote for you?
Well, I've got, we just added a show coming up, last show of the year. It's going to be on December 22nd at Underground Music Cafe. Playing on a bill with Kevin and the Keepsakes, which they do some funk covers, mm-hmm. and then also a band from Rochester called Split Pine.
Oh, very cool. So that's coming up on December 22nd. Are there tickets still available?
Yes, they are. You can go to the Underground Music Cafe website to get those. There is an Eventbrite out there on our Facebook event for it as well.
Okay. So again, that is undergroundmusiccafe.com?
.com, yep.
Okay, .com. All right. So tell me what type of songs you are really looking forward to singing.
I love everything that we've just produced on our album, The Summer Tree. You know, a lot of it is super funky. It's very big voice kind of stuff.
Which you have, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. That really means a lot coming from you.
Seriously, I'm listening going, whoa, okay.
Thank you so much. I'm really just enjoying kind of belting out our original music. We do a couple covers here and there too. I know that we do this really great Joe Cocker cover for The Letter. Our guitar Ooh. Player Connor sings that one, and it's becoming a crowd favorite. We're really, really enjoying it. We will be playing selections off of The Summer Tree and also selections off of our previous release from 2021 called The Line, our full-length album. Just kind of a mix of everything.
Well, I love in your press release, it says, once again, this album praises the virtuosity, agility, and artistry of each musician in this group, working together as a well-oiled machine to deliver a spectrum of intense emotion and funky fun. I bet you wrote that.
I did.
Yeah, that sounds like you. I don't know you at all, but let me tell you, your voice just kind of lets everyone know who you are. It's just really quite remarkable. So do you have other shows coming up for before Christmas, or are you looking to January?
Well, right now we're writing new music right now. And we're really excited to kind of get that out there. We actually just filmed a music video as well for our song Station that was just on this last release. It's track 4 on the album. We don't have anything else before Christmas this year, just because we are writing new stuff. We're kind of putting together a new show. It's going to be really awesome. We are coming out again too in January on January 6th will be at Glick's downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a show there. So just a couple things this winter. You know, we'll be around Minnesota, around the Twin Cities. So,
well, I sure
be
wish
a lot of
you well.
To catch us.
It just sounds
Thank
like
you.
So. Seriously, everyone, just go to their website and just check it out and see if it's the kind of music you want to hear, because definitely I'll be downloading that for sure. Congratulations to you, Charisse, really. You and the band. And are you the only female in the group, or are there others?
There is another female in our group, our drummer, Nancy. She is an industry vet. I actually met her in 2010. We've been playing together since 2012. We used to play in a cover band. She played all in the 70s as a woman drummer, so she kind of cut her teeth in that environment. And she has a ton of experience, and it shows. She's a very intuitive drummer. A great addition to our rhythm section, along with our co-founder, Scott Yonke, who actually writes most of our music.
That's awesome. You know, there have been so many women that have sat down at the drum and just blow everybody away. So I'm excited that you have one of those. So congratulations to JoJo Green for smoking. What I've heard so far, it's just smoking. And that you guys are actually going to be December 22nd, undergroundmusiccafe.com. Or you can wait until January 6th at Glick's Downtown. That's Glick's Downtown. And that's downtown Minneapolis, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Charisse. I look forward to hearing more from you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gerilyn. I want to give a shout out to the band, Nancy, Scott, Connor, and Zach. I love those guys. And I really appreciate you having us on tonight.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I hope to have you on again. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, they're smoking. We'll be back. My goodness, I am so excited to have this next guest because I think he is phenomenal. I have seen him in several of his shows, and I just think he's wonderful, and I'm glad to tell you all about it. Back by popular demand, Happy Holly Dane returns to History Theater for one night only. Now, this swinging, singing, sketch, and story-filled hullabaloo is an ever-changing holiday concert variety show and quickly becoming a holiday time classic. History Theater is excited to host it on the main stage for the third time, as it's sure to be a warm and wonderful night for the whole family. And of course, Dane Stauffer is joining us now. You've known him from Glean Sheen. You've known him from Footloose, When a Man Loves a Diva. I love that show. Of course, Mamma Mia, and so much more. And you're going to love this show. How are you, my friend? How are you doing, Dane?
I'm excellent. It is so wonderful to hear your voice, my friend, Geraldine.
Oh, my goodness. You know I love you. And here's the thing. When you do a show, you do a show. I don't know how it is that your face is not completely sweating like a woman in menopause, but you really look fantastic throughout the whole show. And the rest of us are just laughing hysterically and sweating. How is that?
I don't know. I try to keep my cool. What can I say? I'm so excited to be on your program and to hear your voice. And I'm so excited to talk about this show. Geraldine, it is so fun. It's different every year. You know, we change it up. We do a few chestnuts and a few new things. But when I lived in L.A., I realized one of the reasons I was happy to come back here for a while is that I wanted to live in the L.A. of Carol Burnett and Sonny and Cher and the variety show. I love a variety show, and
then bring it back. Come on, bring it back.
Well, that's what this is for one night, December 20th. We're bringing back. Look up, move over, Andy Williams. it's really fun to laugh and reflect and have sketches that lightly look at things that are happening today through a different lens. And share both the songs that we know and love this time of year and then some new songs and twists on songs. And, you know, they always say you should play ball with people who are better than you.
Right.
And I'm just surrounded every year. So blessed to have these wonderful friends, Dan Chouinard, my brother, Chris Stauffer on the bass, Ben Bakken from When a Man Loves a Diva, Aaron Schwab, a very popular entertainer in town.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. We have so much fun. Jen Marin, my co-star, and Glenn Sheen.
Awesome.
Doug Anderson, who is just delightful. Lee Adams is there. He's helping me write some sketches. Sandra Struthers. It's just the hits keep coming.
They do keep coming because you are a hit. And here's the thing is that you don't brag about it. You don't tell everybody all the things that you've been doing in your lifetime. And let me tell you, he is so accomplished. But you don't tell a whole lot of people that I know. Why is that?
I'm too busy doing what's next, maybe.
Well, okay. Okay, so there's no looking back. You look forward at all times.
I do. I do look back, but I like to look forward. Now, if anyone who knows me, anyone who knows me will tell you that I like to stay busy.
Yeah, and that's like true. I know you, and I know this.
Yes, well, I like creating opportunities, you know, to work and for my friends to work. And I like to find those places that music and theater and all the things that I love to do intersect. Did I also tell you, here's another side note. In addition to Happy Holidayne, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. My brother came up with that, by the way.
I love it. Tell him congratulations.
Well, thank you. I will. You know, I'm from a musical family, too. Just hats off to you. But I'm also dancing in the Nutcracker.
What?
I haven't. Thank you. That was the reaction I was looking for. In my youth, I danced as the Papa and then Madame Pompignet with a big dress and the kids come out of the dress. And I did this decades ago for MDT. And it's really wonderful. It's old school, you know, the orchestra and the pit and the cast of 70. Every day I'm looking at a handful of kids. I'm like, are you in the show? Have you been in the show? But it's adorable and really fun. And I'm getting back in shape, Geraldine.
Well, let me tell you, that's my question. I just want to know, are you wearing tights with a little jacket?
Now, but I will.
No? In the show?
I will have tights. I will have tights and a little jacket.
And then in the second act, I will have 6 foot platforms, a 6 foot wide dress. I mean, 6 inch platforms, a 6 foot wide dress.
You will be in 6 inch. Oh my gosh.
I'm madam. I'm the lady with the kids that pop out of the dress and, you know, all the toys. It's so fun.
Oh, I can't wait. Really, I have delightful. To get a tickets to come to this. This is just hilarious. And by the way, if you're going to wear high heels, darling, don't complain, because you don't. All the women in the room are going to go, what? He's complaining?
No,
oh,
no.
We get to complain. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not complaining. It really makes my calves pop.
I have so many questions. Oh, my God. Okay, there's lunch that's going to happen for us very soon.
It's got to.
So do you have any background singers? Is Aaron one of them?
Well, we're taking turns backing each other up. Like I said, it's a mix of, there's some things that are campy. I'm doing, years ago, I was blessed to do a Christmas show with Shirley Witherspoon.
Oh,
and
wow.
The Wolverines. And I got to, I wrote it and was in it, and just what a treasure. And I learned so much from her. And one of the gifts from that show was a chart, an arrangement by Adi Yashaya of White Christmas, which is just wonderful. And I'm opening the show with that arrangement. Albeit it's a keyboard, drums, and a bass, not a 16-piece orchestra. But, you know, we do our best. If anyone can make the piano sound like a 16-piece orchestra, it's Dan Chouinard.
You got that right. Oh, my God, he's so talented. Now, this is happening at the History Theater. The theater is spelled with a T-R-E at the end. So historytheater.com, you can go there for tickets. Is it sold out?
It's not sold out yet, but the first year it sold out, and then we had a, you know, we had a pandemic, so we waited a couple of years to come back.
Right,
and
that was smart.
We're rebuilding, but we're getting there. We did very respectfully last year. It was really delightful. And
now this is happening on December 20th, right? December 20th at 7:30
Tuesday night. Yeah.
Yep, a Tuesday night at the History Theater in St. Paul. That address is 30 East 10th Street, St. Paul, very close to the Fitzgerald Theater. So, yes, I'm really excited about this. I have got to get online and get my ticket, because you are hilarious. You know, I was at your last show, and I just loved it. I laughed so hard. So, yes, and you and some pumps. Oh, my God. Can't wait. Just can't wait, darling. I thank you for it in advance. Okay.
All right. We aim to please.
Okay. Is there one song that you're really excited to sing?
You know, I'm still trying to decide. There's one song I've been doing. Hello, Blue
Christmas.
Which I've done, and I love doing. I love sending up Elvis, and I love that song, but I think I might swap that out for maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I'd like to ask you just the same. What are you doing? New Year's, Janet. New Year's.
I'm coming to see you in pumps, darling, in tights. That's what I'm doing. Look, I love you, man. I love you so much. And you just have a great show. If people want more information, just go to History Theater, theater with a T-R-E.com, and get your tickets. He is wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice, Dane. Thank you.
Good to hear you too, Geraldine. Thank you for your call, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Me too, honey. Take care. All right, everyone. We're going to take a break and then come back with our last guest, which is Chris Cunningham of Billboard charting folk duo Storyheel. Can't wait for that. We'll be back. This is called The Branch of Jesse, and Storyheel is an American folk duo that many of us have heard of, composed of two members, Chris Cunningham and John Hermanson. The acoustic songwriting duo formed in Bozeman, Montana in 1989, and they did not adopt the name Storyheel until 1996. My goodness, they have been through so much, and I'm excited to have Chris Cunningham join us tonight. How are you, Chris?
Hey, doing fine. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm doing well, sir, and it is amazing that you guys are still going. You have been through ups and downs, and you even had a studio album called Where Do We Begin? And I can imagine that question being asked. So many bands have had to ask those questions, and the two of you have this beautiful harmony together and these...
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
My goodness, I am so excited to have this next guest because I think he is phenomenal. I have seen him in several of his shows, and I just think he's wonderful, and I'm glad to tell you all about it. Back by popular demand, Happy Holly Dane returns to History Theater for one night only. Now, this swinging, singing, sketch, and story-filled hullabaloo is an ever-changing holiday concert variety show and quickly becoming a holiday time classic. History Theater is excited to host it on the main stage for the third time, as it's sure to be a warm and wonderful night for the whole family. And of course, Dane Stauffer is joining us now. You've known him from Glean Sheen. You've known him from Footloose, When a Man Loves a Diva. I love that show. Of course, Mamma Mia, and so much more. And you're going to love this show. How are you, my friend? How are you doing, Dane?
I'm excellent. It is so wonderful to hear your voice, my friend, Geraldine.
Oh, my goodness. You know I love you. And here's the thing. When you do a show, you do a show. I don't know how it is that your face is not completely sweating like a woman in menopause, but you really look fantastic throughout the whole show. And the rest of us are just laughing hysterically and sweating. How is that?
I don't know. I try to keep my cool. What can I say? I'm so excited to be on your program and to hear your voice. And I'm so excited to talk about this show. Geraldine, it is so fun. It's different every year. You know, we change it up. We do a few chestnuts and a few new things. But when I lived in L.A., I realized one of the reasons I was happy to come back here for a while is that I wanted to live in the L.A. of Carol Burnett and Sonny and Cher and the variety show. I love a variety show. And
then bring it back. Come on, bring it back.
Well, that's what this is. For one night, December 20th, we're bringing back. Look up, move over Andy Williams. it's really fun to laugh and reflect and have sketches that lightly look at things that are happening today through a different lens. And just, you know, share both the songs that we know and love this time of year and then some new songs and twists on songs. And, you know, they always say you should play ball with people who are better than you. And
right.
I'm just surrounded every year. So blessed to have these wonderful friends, Dan Chouinard, my brother, Chris Stauffer in the bass, Ben Bakken from When a Man Loves a Diva, Aaron Schwab, a very popular entertainer in town.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. We have so much fun. Jen Marin, my co-star, and Glenn Sheen.
Awesome.
Doug Anderson, who is just delightful. Lee Adams is there. He's helped me write some sketches. Sandra Struthers. It's just the hits keep coming.
They do keep coming because you are a hit. And here's the thing is that you don't brag about it. You don't tell everybody all the things that you've been doing in your lifetime. And let me tell you, he is so accomplished. But you don't tell a whole lot of people that I know. Why is that?
I'm too busy doing what's next, maybe.
Well, okay. So there's no looking back. You look forward at all times.
I do. I do look back, but I like to look forward. Anyone who knows me will tell you that I like to stay busy.
Yeah, and that's like true. I know you, and I know this.
Yes, well, I like creating opportunities, you know, to work and for my friends to work. And I like to find those places that music and theater and all the things that I love to do intersect. Did I also tell you, here's another side note. In addition to Happy Holidayne, ha ha ha, yeah. My brother came up with that, by the way.
I love it. Tell him congratulations.
Well, thank you. I will. You know, I'm from a musical family, too. Just hats off to you. But I'm also dancing in the Nutcracker.
What?
I haven't. Thank you. That was the reaction I was looking for. In my youth, I danced as the papa and then Madame Bombignet with a big dress and the kids come out of the dress. And I did this decades ago for MDT. And it's really wonderful. It's old school, you know, the orchestra and the pit and the cast of 70. Every day I'm looking at a handful of kids. I'm like, are you in the show? Have you been in the show? But it's adorable and really fun. And I'm getting back in shape, Geraldine.
Well, let me tell you, that's my question. I just want to know, are you wearing tights with a little jacket?
Not now, but I will.
No? In the show?
I will have tights. I will have tights and a little jacket. And then in the second act, I will have 6 foot platforms, a 6 foot wide dress. I mean, 6 inch platforms, a 6 foot wide dress.
You will be in 6 inch. Oh, my God.
I'm Madam. I'm the lady with the kids that pop out of the dress and, you know, all the toys. It's so fun.
Oh, I can't wait. Really, I have delightful. To get a tickets to come to this. This is just hilarious. And by the way, if you're going to wear high heels, darling, don't complain, because you don't. All the women in the room are going to go, what? He's complaining?
Oh,
no. We get to complain. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not complaining. It really makes my calves pop.
I have so many questions. Oh, my God. Okay, this lunch that's going to happen for us very soon.
It's got to.
So do you have any background singers? Is Aaron one of them?
Well, we're taking turns backing each other up. Like I said, it's a mix of, there's some things that are campy. I'm doing, years ago, I was blessed to do a Christmas show with Shirley Witherspoon.
Oh,
and
wow.
The Wolverines. And I got to, I wrote it and was in it, and just what a treasure. And I learned so much from her. And one of the gifts from that show was a chart, an arrangement by Adi Yashaya of White Christmas, which is just wonderful. And I'm opening the show with that arrangement. Albeit it's a keyboard, drums, and a bass, not a 16-piece orchestra. But, you know, we do our best. If anyone can make the piano sound like a 16-piece orchestra, it's Dan Chouinard.
You got that right. Oh, my God, he's so talented. Mm-hmm. Now, this is happening at the History Theater. The theater is spelled with a T-R-E at the end. So historytheater.com, you can go there for tickets. Is it sold out?
It's not sold out yet, but the first year it sold out, and then we had a pandemic, so we waited a couple of years to come back.
Right,
and we're rebuilding, but we're getting there. We did very respectfully last year. It was really delightful. And
now this is happening on December 20th, right? December 20th at 7:30
Tuesday night. Yeah.
Yep, a Tuesday night at the History Theater in St. Paul. That address is 30 East 10th Street, St. Paul, very close to the Fitzgerald Theater. So, yes, I'm really excited about this. I have got to get online and get my ticket, because you are hilarious. You know, I was at your last show, and I just loved it. I laughed so hard. So, yes, and you and some pumps. Oh, my God. Can't wait. Just can't wait, darling. I thank you for it in advance.
Okay. All right. I we aim to please.
Okay. Is there one song that you're really excited to sing?
You know, I'm still trying to decide. There's one song I've been doing. Blue Christmas. Which I've done, and I love doing. I love sending up Elvis, and I love that song. But I think I might swap that out for a kind of maybe it's much too early in the game. But I'd like to ask you just the same. What are you doing? New Year's, Jared. New Year's Eve.
So I'm coming to see you in pumps, darling, and tights. That's what I'm doing. Look, I love you, man. I love you so much. And you just have a
Thank
great
you.
Show. If people want more information, just go to History Theater, theater.com, and get your tickets. He is wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice, Dane. Thank you.
Good to hear you too, Geraldine. Thank you for your call, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Me too, honey. Take care. All right, everyone. We're going to take a break and then come back with our last guest, which is Chris Cunningham of Billboard charting folk duo Story Hill. Can't wait for that. We'll be back. This is called The Branch of Jesse, and Story Hill is an American folk duo that many of us have heard of, composed of two members, Chris Cunningham and John Hermanson. The acoustic songwriting duo formed in Bozeman, Montana in 1989, and they did not adopt the name Story Hill until 1996. My goodness, they have been through so much, and I'm excited to have Chris Cunningham join us tonight. How are you, Chris?
Hey, doing fine. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm doing well, sir, and it is amazing that you guys are still going. You have been through ups and downs, and you even had a studio album called Where Do We Begin? And I can imagine that question being asked. So many bands have had to ask those questions, and the two of you have this beautiful harmony together and these beautiful songs that you have sung over the many, many years. And I'm just curious to know right away, where do you stand today? Do you say to yourself, oh my, I wish we had had a bigger group. I wish we had eight musicians with us. Or are you still satisfied with just the two?
No, great question. Laughing a little bit. Last weekend, we got this wonderful opportunity to sing and play with a pretty large band with the New Standards holiday show in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the band
was
so amazing, and it made our, it made playing music so easy and fun and just the big sound. It was a treat. But no, it just works for the two of us to be the way we are, just the two of us, for 30 years now. So.
Over 30 years. And there was a time when you guys broke up, but you came back together. What was the one thing that you needed in order to have the two of you come back together again?
It was after touring full time for a few years and kind of getting burned out from the road and feeling a little like a yearning to, you know, try other things in life and connect with community and, you know, form relationships and stuff. But it was the music and the fans that kept kind of calling us back together. Initially, it was just to reunite for a couple of shows. And we did that, and, you know, it just kind of kept snowballing after that. It just took more conversations and agreements, and that's just the nature of any kind of partnership, really. You just keep working things out.
Exactly, and that's important. You know, you guys are Billboard charting folk artists, you know, folk duo, they say. And it's really interesting how you have come together and come apart, and you are still together today. Whatever that glue is, thank goodness for it. And I hope that it's still inspiring you to write many albums and many songs and that sort of thing. But if there was one thing you look back on in hindsight, what is the one thing you wish you had done that you had not done?
I don't know.
Is there a place where you wish you could have gone to perform? Is there, you know, or an artist or a group that you wanted to perform with?
Oh gosh, honestly, it feels like we're still just sort of in the middle of it and getting better at it all the time. So there's been, you know, like you said, ups and downs, or like in my mind, a lot of highlights, doing some of the festivals that we've been able to appear at were really mm-hmm. awesome. Like, and, you know, being sort of folk musicians, we don't expect, you know, commercial success that much as just the sustenance of being able to keep going. And that folk world, you know, festivals are big platforms, and shows like A Prairie Home Companion or Mountain Stage, things like that that we've been able to do. And now this New Standards thing was fun. I don't know. I don't really think in terms of goals so much as like what's the next album going to be and when and with who. Yeah.
Well, I remember Prairie Home when you guys were on there once, and it was just beautiful. And of course, your holiday show is returning to the Fitzgerald Theater with a special guest, Carna Garvey. Tell us more.
Okay, yeah, sure. The Fitzgerald has been a wonderful place for us over the years, and they're actually, you know, being on Prairie Home Companion for a few shows there made a huge difference for us. And that led to a couple of cruises with that whole entourage, which was a treat, the Bahamas especially.
Right.
But yeah, the venue itself is super lovely, and, you know, the sound is great. The crew, the sound production crew is awesome. I remember when they I had a broken preamp power supply, and like 5 seconds later, you know, someone was on their spot with some electric tape and fixing it somehow. And so, you know, you can't go wrong when you play at the Fitz. And we're excited to have our old friend Connor Garvey, who's been in our, you know, folk family for decades now. And he's wonderful, a solo singer-songwriter with just, you know, an amazing artistry and rapport with audiences. So he's supporting us that night, as well as our little tour leading up to the Fitz next weekend. Yeah.
It's exciting that you are returning there. And, of course, people want to know, so what are you going to present? New music by any chance? When you talk about Christmas, you talk about being reimagined Christmas songs, those classics that so many of us know and love. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have an album that we call Bethlehem, which I guess has a, you know, a deeper meaning of like the house of bread, or depending on how you look at it or which language you're looking at, you know, it can just mean sustenance or life, basically. And it was an effort that our former manager, Jim Coates, you know, he really tried to get us to do a Christmas or a holiday album for many years, and we finally figured out a path to do it, which includes some traditionals like that you would recognize, like It Came Upon Midnight Clear, or O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And then on those traditionals, we would reimagine or sort of make them our own, basically. So sometimes the melodies remain intact, or sometimes they're sort of reformed to fit whatever groove or vibe that we were feeling when we started working on them. And the end result is a collection of both traditionals and ones that Johnny had written, my partner, based on kind of his religious studies stuff,
right,
his efforts there. And then, and a collection of old sort of hymns that we brought to life.
And I love hymns. Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I'm so sorry that we've run out of time. I could talk to you for a long time, but this is happening December 17th, 7:30 p.m. at the Fitzgerald Theater. Go and see Story Hill. They are amazing. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Chris. I really appreciate it. All right,
yeah,
everyone.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
You're welcome. We'll be back with our final hour, the Mom and Michael Hour. This is called The Branch of Jesse, and Story Hill is an American folk duo that many of us have heard of, composed of two members, Chris Cunningham and John Hermanson. The acoustic songwriting duo formed in Bozeman, Montana in 1989, and they did not adopt the name Story Hill until 1996. My goodness, they have been through so much, and I'm excited to have Chris Cunningham join us tonight. How are you, Chris?
Hey, doing fine. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm doing well, sir, and it is amazing that you guys are still going. You have been through ups and downs, and you even had a studio album called Where Do We Begin? And I can imagine that question being asked. So many bands have had to ask those questions, and the two of you have this beautiful harmony together and these beautiful songs that you have sung over the many, many years. And I'm just curious to know right away, where do you stand today? Do you say to yourself, oh my, I wish we had had a bigger group. I wish we had eight musicians with us. Or are you still satisfied with just the two?
Great question. Laughing a little bit, last weekend we got this wonderful opportunity to sing and play with a pretty large band with the New Standards holiday show in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the band
Love
was so amazing, and it made our it made playing music so easy and fun, and just the big sound. It was a treat. But no, it just works for the two of us to be the way we are, just the two of us. For 30 years now. So.
Over 30 years. And there was a time when you guys broke up, but you came back together. What was the one thing that you needed in order to have the two of you come back together again?
It was after touring full time for a few years and kind of getting burned out from the road and feeling a little like a yearning to, you know, try other things in life and connect with community and, you know, form relationships and stuff. But it was the music and the fans that kept kind of calling us back together. Initially, it was just to reunite for a couple of shows, and we did that, and, you know, it just kind of kept snowballing after that. It just took more conversations and agreements, and that's just the nature of any kind of partnership, really. You just keep working things out.
Exactly, and that's important. You know, you guys are Billboard charting folk artists, you know, folk duo, they say. And it's really interesting how you have come together and come apart, and you are still together today. Whatever that glue is, thank goodness for it. And I hope that it's still inspiring you to write many albums and many songs and that sort of thing. But if there was one thing you look back on in hindsight, what is the one thing you wish you had done that you had not done?
I don't know.
Is there a place where you wish you could have gone to perform? Is there, you know, or an artist or a group that you wanted to perform with?
Oh gosh, honestly, it feels like we're still just sort of in the middle of it and getting better at it all the time. So there's been, you know, like you said, ups and downs, or like in my mind, a lot of highlights, doing some of the festivals that we've been able to appear at were really mm-hmm. awesome. Like, and, you know, being sort of folk musicians, we don't expect, you know, commercial success that much as just the sustenance of being able to keep going. And that folk world, you know, festivals are big platforms, and shows like A Prairie Home Companion or Mountain Stage, things like that we've been able to do. And now this New Standards thing was fun. I don't know. I don't really think in terms of goals so much as like what's the next album going to be, and when and with who. Yeah.
Well, I remember Prairie Home when you guys were on there once, and it was just beautiful. And of course, your holiday show is returning to the Fitzgerald Theater with a special guest, Karna Garvey. Tell us more.
Okay, yeah, sure. The Fitzgerald has been a wonderful place for us over the years, and being on Prairie Home Companion for a few shows there made a huge difference for us, and that led to a couple of cruises with that whole entourage, which was a treat. The Bahamas especially.
Right.
The venue itself is super lovely, and you know, the sound is great, the crew, the sound production crew is awesome. I remember when they I had a broken preamp power supply, and like 5 seconds later, you know, someone was on their spot with some electric tape and fixing it somehow. And so, you know, you can't go wrong when you play at the Fitz. And we're excited to have our old friend Connor Garvey, who's been in our, you know, folk family for decades now. And he's wonderful, a solo singer-songwriter with just, you know, an amazing artistry and rapport with audiences. So he's supporting us that night, as well as our little tour leading up to the Fitz next weekend. Yeah.
It's exciting that you are returning there. And of course, people want to know, so what are you going to present? New music by any chance? When you talk about Christmas, you talk about being reimagined Christmas songs, those classics that so many of us know and love. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have an album that we call Bethlehem, which I guess has a deeper meaning of like the house of bread, or depending on how you look at it or which language you're looking at, it can just mean sustenance or life, basically. And it was an effort that our former manager, Jim Coates, he really tried to get us to do a Christmas or a holiday album for many years, and we finally figured out a path to do it, which includes some traditionals like that you would recognize, like It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, or O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And then on those traditionals, we would reimagine or sort of make them our own, basically. So sometimes the melodies remain intact, or sometimes they're sort of reformed to fit whatever groove or vibe that we were feeling when we started working on them. And the end result is a collection of both traditionals and ones that Johnny had written, my partner, based on kind of his religious studies stuff.
Right.
His efforts there. And then, and a collection of old sort of hymns that we brought to life.
And I love hymns. Oh, my gosh. I love it so much. I'm so sorry that we've run out of time. I could talk to you for a long time, but this is happening December 17th, 7:30 p.m. at the Fitzgerald Theater. Go and see Story Hill. They are amazing. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Chris. I really appreciate it. All right, everyone.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
You're welcome. We'll be back with our final hour, the Mom and Michael Hour.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.